Tudor Wheeler is a local writer, known for his work, King of Broken Tides, and In Our Other Lives. Last November, he presented his latest work, The War Began in Paris, a compelling literary noir that explores the connected destinies of two female World War II correspondents across the landscapes of Europe. Wheeler developed a passion for writing from a young age.
I grew up in Nebraska, in Lincoln, Nebraska. Originally, I'm from Council Bluffs, Iowa. Went to college here at the University of Nebraska in Lincoln and then to Creighton. Been a writer ever since then. Worked as a journalist for 14 years. That whole time I was also writing fiction, which is part of the reason I liked being a journalist, because it was a pretty flexible schedule where even as a young fiction writer who wasn't really making any money being a fiction writer, I could have that job but still a lot of time to work.
As a full-time professor at Creighton University and co-owner of Dundee Book Company alongside his wife, he leads an active life balancing his roles with his passion for writing. His creative inspiration often stems from local sources.
This is my fourth book, The War Begins in Paris, my third novel. My first book that isn't set substantially in Nebraska, so I was kind of excited to do something maybe in a different scale or a bigger city. And I do a lot of, most all of my work is topical or historical too, so it's based on real events, just to make it more confusing. And all of my writing before this book was set here, and even the main character of this book is from Iowa. So even though the book is set in Europe during World War II, it's still kind of through the lens of a Midwesterner.
When the war began in Paris hit the shelves, Wheeler began his nationwide book tour. Reflecting on the experience, he still finds himself pleasantly surprised by the opportunity.
There was one point within 2 weeks that I'd done events in all four time zones of the continental U.S., from Powell's books in Portland to The Tattered Cover in Denver, Politics and Prose in Washington, D.C. You know, these amazing bookshops as an author, as a bookseller myself, that I've always dreamed of getting into.
He describes this tour as one of the highest points of his career.
Another one would be a few weeks ago. The book landed on the USA Today bestseller list, so it's officially a national bestseller now. My first book to have that honor, which is a really, really cool thing. But I think maybe emotionally I'm still trying to figure out exactly what that means, or in a more personal way to now be a best-selling novelist.
You can catch Wheeler at the Dundee Book Company sometimes, or other local events where he talks about his book. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.